From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Red Leg Husky, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Well, 20-odd years ago, I was born along the tracks. Now I have to my name, I carry on my back. Well, I've roamed and I've rambled, but never feel alone. When I hear that whistle blow, I keep on moving on. So, hey there, sweet mama, won't you hold me tight? Give me all your love and now help me feel all right. For you know as well as I, we don't have much time. Soon as the moon is to the pines, we clear out of sight. Well, today is a new town and never quite the same. No woman I ever loved has made me wanna stay. Well, I've had my trouble, but I ain't the one to blame. Soon as the times get tough, I'm on the road again. So, hey there, sweet mama, won't you hold me tight? Give me all your love, and now help me feel all right. For you know as well as I, we don't have much time. Soon as the moon is through the pines, we clear every sign. Well, I roam and I'll ramble till I'm on the ground. When I meet my maker, we'll pass that bottle frame. We'll toast to all the women that have sent my way. Thank 'em for the good times, half of all my days. So, hey there, sweet mama, won't you hold me tight? Give me all your love and now help me feel all right. For you know as well as I, we don't have much time. Soon as the moon is through the pines, we clear out of sight. Said as soon as the moon is through the pines, we clear out of sight.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 509th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Red Leg Husky. This is Red Leg Husky's second Red Barn appearance. Last time they appeared as a duo, and tonight they return to the Red Barn stage with a new member, Sun, who is behind me. Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, Red Leg Husky.
Steal a rag, but get 'em on the jailhouse, baby. Angel, she's a roadhouse queen. Her Texas ruby looks like Sandra Day. You wanna love her, but you don't know how. You're at the bottom of the jailhouse now. Ain't living long like this. I can't let it go like this. Can I, baby? You know the story about the jailhouse rock. Gonna do it, but just don't get caught. Can't sleep at home in the jailhouse, baby. Ain't living long like this.
Hey, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio, and we are here this evening with a talented trio of pickers from Asheville, North Carolina. They call themselves Red Leg Husky. We have two CDs I'm holding on to here. Their first full-length CD came out maybe a year or two ago. Is that right?
Yeah, 2 years ago, 2014.
That's Timothy who's speaking there. And then just this past fall, they got together and went in the studio and put together My Old Heart. Timothy McWilliams is doing a lot of the lead singing, and also lead singing is Misa. And I want, Misa, I want to say your last name is Giroux, but we in this part of the country like to do funny things with French words, like Versailles versus Versailles.
Right, right.
We would probably call you Giroux. Here. Giroux is, I assume, what you prefer.
Yeah,
okay,
I'll
good. All right.
One.
You brought someone new with you.
We did.
Misa, do you want to introduce Sun?
Sure. This is Sun here on bass. Tim and I were on a cross-country tour 2 years ago, back in 2014. We played a show out in Denver, and a band he was touring with was on the same bill as us. And we hit it off really well and kept in touch. We stayed with him. He was living in Richmond. We stayed with him once or twice there, and he came down to see us. And we eventually worked up the courage to ask him to join us.
So you stole him.
Well, I woke up this morning, it was drizzling rain. Round the curve, caught a passenger train. Heard somebody yodeling a hobo moan. Jimmy, he's dead, been a long time gone, been a long time gone. He been a long time gone. To get to heaven, got the D.I.E. You gotta put on a coat and a T.I.E. If you wanna get the rabbit out the L.O.G., you gotta make a commotion like a D.O.G., like a D.O.G., like a D.O.G. Matter with me, what makes me want to love every woman I see. Out traveling when I met her, now I'm traveling again. Every woman she sees is like a place I came in, like a place I came in, like a place I came in. Thank you. I should. Ain't no ordinary dude. I don't gotta work. I don't gotta work. I don't gotta work.
What brought you to Richmond, son?
Playing full-time music there, but sort of, you know, cobbling it together, playing with some different bands there, and yeah, sort of trying to find one full-time band to stick with, and couldn't quite do it there, so.
You're not a native Virginian?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
Maryland originally.
From Maryland is where you were born and?
Grew up, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Is the Richmond music scene an it's exciting fantastic. Scene?
Yeah, it's fantastic. There's a lot going on there. There's a really good scene there. And a really young, supportive scene. It's great. It's a great, you know, community of bands and people that play.
To be fretless,
uh-huh.
And I'm glad that yours is. It's a really nice, fat sound. Tell me about your musical training and music in your home when you were growing up.
Well, my mom and my sister both play piano and sing, so, you know, there's a lot of that growing up. I quit piano after about a month, so I didn't stick with that, but I picked up the bass when I was 13 or so, and took about a year of lessons, and, you know, I'm pretty much self-taught from there.
Did you start off in rock or jazz or?
Sort of rock, yeah, kind of like psychedelic rock. We were doing like Pink Floyd covers and stuff like that, you know, in high school. And then switched to blues and played blues pretty seriously for a couple of years and then got into country at some point and started doing that more, so.
Talk about that, you got into country at some point.
I saw a video of Townes Van Zandt in Heartworn Highways on YouTube and that was it. That changed it, you know, that sort of made me get serious about playing music and, you know, got me into country, so.
Interesting, Townes Van Zandt did that experience to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, especially as a songwriter,
mm-hmm.
who's also a great performer. I mean, mm-hmm. what a comic. It's so tragic knowing what was going on inside of him and to see, you know, the comic expression of that on stage. Like his songwriting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I sort of got into the songwriting side of country first, you know, and then found out more about, you know, the bigger bands and, you know, Waylon Jennings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of got into the, you know, the harder edge of it, I guess.
Cool. Well, your playing is great, and I love the way you guys are weaving together your leads, Tim, and your bass parts. It's nice. You do the thump-thump really nice, but you also, it was really cool to hear some stuff that sounded like it was really sort of orchestrated. It was very cool. Yeah.
I grew up in a city of pines, the night it fell. We prayed for the storm with red wine, I've come to know. Time's hard and unkind, and I have never seen a match catch twice. He drove me up to the highest spot in town. We have the fence of an abandoned old house. There only lights as we were looking down the woods. We said, I can't remember now. Tell me, Paul, because I was born on the dying day of Joan of my days, like the drinks that I've spilled, I guess some dreams must remain unfulfilled. I missed you then, and I miss you still. But these scars will tear me apart, because I was born on the dying day of Joan of Arc.
Tim, tell me about your background in music.
I guess I had a similar upbringing to Sun in that I tried piano maybe even shorter than a month, maybe like 2 weeks, and then gave up on it. And then I got the banjo first, couldn't figure that one out, then eventually got the guitar, and that once I started figuring stuff out on the guitar, I kind of got addicted to it and couldn't put it back down. And then picked the banjo back up eventually. So.
Seems like you're leaving something big out there. So how did you jump from piano to banjo?
I started hearing bluegrass on the radio. I was one of those Oh Brother, Where Art Thou victims. Heard the soundtrack to that, started seeking that music out a little more. I grew up in the suburbs of Cincinnati, so bluegrass wasn't super prevalent there. You know, all my friends at the time played guitar, so I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll have more people to play music with if I have a different instrument, you know. And I just love the sound of it, the hard drive, the harmonies. It was just so, I don't know, it was so great, you know.
So you were a high school student when...
I was a high school student at the time of the banjo. Yeah.
When Oh Brother came out?
That's probably when I saw it the first time, right around then, yeah.
And then you ended up in Asheville.
Yeah, well, I was in Ohio for a while, did school at Ohio University, and then... Like Sun as well, I was into more kind of jam bands on the electric guitar. Heard Doc Watson, wanted to pick up the acoustic. Heard about the Appalachian Studies program down in Boone, a grad school program. And a professor told me that Doc Watson loved working with the grad students. So I said, okay, that's all I needed to hear. But unfortunately, passed a couple months before I got down there. But that's really kind of the big thing that brought me down. It's just it seemed so much the music and so many of the pickers that I was really getting into and wanting to try to, you know, learn from or you know, learn more about. We're living there, so I figured this would be a good reason to start a new chapter, get down there, and that's where I met Misa.
Well, blue railroad train, going down the railroad tracks, making me feel so doggone blue, listen to that old smokestack. Well, drivers rolling on, leaving me here behind. Well, give me back the good old days, let me ramble down the line.
Grad student potluck, like one of our first few days that we were both living down there, organized by one of the grad school committees down there, and yeah, we hit it off really well and kept hanging out and played music that night till like 3 a.m. and then kept playing the next few days, next few weeks, and we're still doing it. So
still crazy after how many years?
Four, I think.
Did you both graduate?
We did.
Okay, with a degree in?
Appalachian Studies.
All right. And you can do music with that. What else do you do with a degree in Appalachian Studies?
Whatever your heart desires.
What does your heart desire?
Well, my heart desired the music thing. When we finished school, neither one of us knew exactly what we wanted to do, but we knew we really loved playing music. And in Boone, we were getting more gigs. This would be a great time for us both to see the country since we hadn't seen a lot of it before. So we did this big 3-month cross-country tour. And after that, we were living in a Honda CRV. We didn't want to kill each other. Got a little house out in the country outside of Boone and then kept gigging, and we're still gigging. So,
did you have some sort of resources to operate with when you set out to roam across the country playing music?
I think we both had a little bit of saved, but it was dependent on gigs, yeah, for sure. So there were some definitely stressful moments on that and a lot of interesting meals that we came up with to save money. We did all the booking ourselves, we still do everything ourselves, and played around 20 shows most months, I think, and anywhere that would have us, we'd play, so.
Do you ever look back and say, maybe if we were to do it all over again, we would do this? Do you have any regrets about it, or are there any points in time when you think,
I don't think I have any regrets about it. I'm not really sure how we did it for 3 months. Like, just even we have, like, 3 or 4 day runs of shows now. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so exhausted by the end. But that was just like, we're constantly traveling every single day. Looking back, I'm like, wow, that was pretty incredible.
Drinking Dale, coffee with some stale oats, and all I got left is a pack of smokes. Bread's all gone and the milk's out too. What's my life coming to? Broke down, bus flat. No baby, come help me out my back. Sing me to sleep and rock me home, tiling on this grand alone. Sing me to sleep and rock me home, tiling on this grand alone. what's my life coming to? Broke down bus flat. Oh baby, come help me off my back. Sing me to sleep and rock me home. Thailand on this grand alone. Sing me to sleep and rock me home. Thailand on this grand alone. Sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, till I die. Sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, till I die. Sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, till I die. Sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, till I die. Sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, sweet lullaby, till I die. Sweet lullaby, sweet
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Red Leg Husky, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Red Leg Husky after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.